going on, man? It's your boy C. Marty Fit here. We in the behind the scenes of the podcast. I know y'all been wondering, where you doing this at? You know, y'all get a close-up look. You know, this is what we doing before the episode. We getting the microphones ready, the headphones. Got my outline on the phone, buttons, just making sure everything working. So we can give y'all this content. So we can educate, entertain, talk a little shit. And y'all know this is the best business podcast ever. So welcome to the behind the scenes. Stay tuned.
Hey, live on a Sunday. What's going on, y'all? It's your boy C. Marty Fit. And we back here with another episode on the Less Bunches, More Crunches podcast. Yeah. Sir, he's back. Your boy's back in the building. Listen, we about to have another fire episode, another fire podcast on this Sunday. And listen, man, if you are returning, I need you to do one thing. And you're probably wondering, what do I need to do for this corny ninja with shades on and a beige shirt on a Sunday? I'm about to tell you what you need to do. I need you to hit the like button, because this is the illest fitness podcast out, the realest fitness podcast out, the coolest, the coldest, the dopest, the most entertaining fitness podcast out. And listen, if you are the playback gang and you're missing the live, I need you to hit the like button as well. And listen, if you are a returner, you know what the deal is. I need you to hit the like button as well. And before I get in these comments, I got to talk about the haters in the comments. The haters in the comments, listen, you can write an essay in my comments. You can write a novel in my comments. You're not changing my opinion. Chances are I've got more people fit than you've gotten fit. I've been fitter longer than you've been fit at all, if you are fit. And chances are you probably not fit. So listen, get out the comments. Stop trying to change my opinion, because you ain't changing my opinion. But if you keep watching my content, I'm probably going to change your opinion about having that big back.
Big back activity.
I'm probably going to change your opinion about having them big ass sweet potato Thanksgiving look like Auntie Cook's Thanksgiving sweet potato ass arms.
I got beans, greens, potatoes, tomatoes, lamb, rams, hogs, dogs, chicken, turkeys, rabbits, you name
it! I'll probably change your opinion on that before you change my opinion on how I feel about the state of health right now in the USA. So get out the comments, subscribe to the podcast, share the podcast with a friend, and let's get in these comments and let's get this show started.
Dom DeMarco, Marco.
Wicked Scorpion, what's going on, bro? Welcome to the show.
Welcome to the show.
Wicked Scorpion, I'm curious if you ever interacted with other personal trainers in real life that are socially awkward. I mean, what's the point in doing that job if your social skills are low? I'm familiar with your game. You want me to get on here and start spilling the tea, and we only 4 minutes into the show. And you know there's tea to spill. A lot of trainers are weird as fuck, to be honest with you. I won't get specific now, but if you ask later in the show and if it's related to the topic, maybe I'll spill the tea. But anyway, yeah, it's a lot of weird old motherfucking trainers out here. Jenny Bowser, what's up, John? I have one for Chris. Have you ever had a client in real life come on to you? You've mentioned it has happened in DM. You're trying to get me canceled.
Strike three, you're out.
I'm familiar with the white people.
Strike three, you're out.
You white people aren't about to get me canceled today.
Strike three, you're out.
It's tax season. White people ain't slick.
Strike three, you're out.
No, I'm playing. Jenny, it's all love. Clients have tried. They've tried. They try trainers. It's a common thing. Another story for another day. If it's related to the podcast later, go ahead and ask again. What's up, Holly? Oh, Holly, I did not forget about you. Shout out to Holly. I didn't forget about you. I'm going to send you your gear, Holly. I ain't forget about you. Here for the Sunday night heat, Joe Thomas, what's going on? Mark Carter, live on a Sunday. Hey, live on a Sunday. Jazziana, you're so funny. Where you been at, Jazziana?
Nope.
You ain't been on the show?
Nope.
What's going on? You better still be in the gym?
Nope.
Seth, what's going on, bruh? If you'll choke out a 19-year-old OnlyFans model for calling you manipulative, don't watch the podcast. We're not doing unk slander on here, brother.
Strike three, you're out.
Hold on. Let's make this clear. We're not slandering unk on here.
She don't want no puppy. She want a big dog.
We're not slandering unk on here. Chill, bruh. Lotus, what up? Apparently, she was raped multiple times. All right, but come on, guys. Come on, guys. As a trainer myself, it's going to happen eventually for every trainer, male and especially female. It happens to female trainers too. What's up, RJ? Hey, listen, with all that being said, let's get this episode started. y'all are wilding today. All right. Listen, let's get to it. Apparently, being a big back is a flex. Does that even sound right? Being a big black is a big back is a flex?
Big back activity.
Let's check it out. 1 second. Hold on. Here y'all go. Brown Baldy, what up? Unk better get that NDA next time. Facts. He did not get the NDA.
Nope.
See, Marty, it ain't slander. Everybody can get these jokes. No, you're right. All right, let's check out big backs being a flex, and it's not the black community saying it.
I'm not going to say what race, what people...
Let's check out what community is saying it.
You're feeling hesitant about having your belly out this summer. Just remember that having a belly at all is a flex. You look like you eat good. That means you live your life to the fullest and you can afford to do so. That's a flex.
Oh, brother, this guy stinks.
See, this right here is the propaganda that's keeping the USA big as fuck. This is the mindset that's got us as the fattest country in the world. Snow bunnies, y'all got to stop this shit. And I don't hate any community on here. But I'm going to keep it real. White women keeping a lot of big backs big in this country. I'm just saying, that's not a flex. She said you're eating. Let me get this off the screen. She said if your belly is poking out this summer, that means you're eating good. I think it means you're eating bad.
Nope.
It means you're eating a lot of calories.
Nope.
It means you had a lot of drive-thrus and a lot of barbecues.
It's barbecue in there.
Means you ordering a lot of cheeseburgers.
The only thing you've been ordering is a whole bunch of damn cheeseburgers.
So how the fuck does that mean you eating good? Eating good, let's keep it real. Eating good means eating clean. You eating a lot of protein, you eating a lot of vegetables, you eating a lot of fruits. Eating good means crumble cookie?
Nope.
Eating good means Cold Stone?
Nope.
Eating good mean the pizza spot?
Nope.
Eating good means the seafood boil?
Nope.
With the crab legs and the extra seasoning?
Nope.
I don't think so. Eating good mean you got a double shot at the bar?
Nope.
Then you went to another bar, got another double shot?
Nope.
Then you went to the hookah bar, got another double shot?
Nope.
That's six shots in an hour. Fuck is you talking about? You in Washington, D.C., everything is walking distance. You got six shots in an hour, big dog.
Nope.
That means you eating good because you letting your belly out because that's the result of having a bad lifestyle. Get the fuck out of here. You're out of here, buddy.
Strike three, you're out.
I don't think that's what that means. So not only do we have the black community having issues with it.
I'm not going to say what race, what people.
Because we know the black American community is the biggest, blackest community in the world. Now the white community is hopping on to the shit. Karen ass energy. And you could call me racist if you want to. That's fine. That's fine. We cook every race on here. I don't give a fuck. Call me what you want. This right here is ridiculous. We got to stop condoning this shit, bruh. The more we condone it, the fatter we get. The more we condone it, when y'all walk up the steps, the more we hear this shit. The Big Back song. We don't want to hear the Big Back song. We want to hear the Fit Back song. And I'm killing y'all on this episode. Let's get these comments. Actually, let's watch this one more time.
You're feeling hesitant about having your belly out this summer? Just remember that having a belly at all is a flex. You look like you eat good. That means you live your life to the fullest and you can afford to do so. That's a flex.
Belly, belly?
I don't know about that one. Let's get in these comments. I bet she's a snow bunny. Absolutely a snow bunny. Tell Amber to put her phone down. Yes, and Amber needs to get out of here.
Strike three, you're out.
Amber, you're in. Amber's in timeout.
Strike three, you're out.
Amber's arrested. Amber, you're out of here. Amber's the new Karen. The fuck is you talking about? I can spot snow bunnies / BBC loving women / down with black people, white women from a mile away.
Strike three, you're out.
I gotta arrest you for that, bro. This is a fitness podcast, bro. Come on, man. What the fuck is she talking about? It's unclear and we don't care.
We do not care.
She taking out the competition for the summer. She playing chess. That's actually, I didn't think about it that way. Makes a lot of sense. You won't see her getting fat, but she panders the fat women. She don't want competition.
We do not care.
We still going to call her out. Bacon has its own oil. Has nothing to do with this video, Lotus, but I'll play the song, play the sound for you.
Bacon has its own oil!
You just wanted to say that. Belly, belly, Lily has nothing to do with this video. You just wanted to say that, but I'll play the sound for you.
Belly, belly?
Eyes will be burning this summer, but it's not from the sun. Belly, belly behavior.
Belly, belly?
Hi, my name is Rosie. Feederism is a kink. All right, you just want to play the sounds. I'll play it.
Hi, my name is Rosie, and I was groomed into feederism. Feederism is a kink, like a sexual kink.
Jazziana, that's how I know you ain't been here in a while, Jazziana, because you ain't heard the song. You know the song. Yes, circus music. What's up, SAG? The Big Backs are going to be reeking of chunk funk during the summer at pools and block parties and pool parties. That's disgusting. You can live your life to the fullest and longer being fit and healthy. Absolutely. We saying big belly is a flex now. Shaking my damn head. Someone post my bail. Nope. No, sir. You're in jail.
Nope.
My flex is 24 miles cycle ride. 9 weeks post total knee replacement. Get it together, peeps. I've been saying a lot of women look at thin, fit women as being pick me. Yep. In New York, they flex in their 20s and 30s. Then from 40 up, they all use walking canes because they have destroyed their knees. Very common in the black community in whatever city you in. You should be embarrassed if you got to walk with a cane in your 40s, absolutely. And guess what? I'm killing y'all on this episode. Make sure I hit the like button. All right. Listen, of course, I support hiring a personal trainer on this show. I am a personal trainer, right? This has been my profession most of my adult life. So I'm going to encourage you to get a trainer, right? I've changed a lot of lives. But what I'm not going to condone is you hiring the trainer and then complaining to the trainer the whole damn session. You back talking the trainer the whole damn session.
Nope.
And you know Diddy the whole session.
No Diddy, you know.
They don't cancel me. Don't cancel me. You pause the whole session.
First of all, pause.
Yo, that's that's past pause, man.
I don't have a problem with any community, but I'm just pointing out what's in the video.
No Diddy, you know.
And it's pretty obvious. Let's check out the No Diddy client with his trainer. And the trainer, you getting No Diddy allegations too.
No Diddy, you know.
Let's check it out.
You. It's ready.
No, it's not, it needs to be up. I just want to be able to grab it and start.
You should have put it up like that then.
I did. You knocked it over.
I did not even touch it.
If I can't do it with my foot, I'm not doing it.
No Diddy, you know.
Sweaty ass knee.
I told you what that was.
Oily ass legs.
Grown men should not be telling other grown men they got oily ass legs.
No Diddy, you know.
I'm just gonna keep it at that.
It's a wet monkey.
Y'all learn.
No grown man should be telling another grown man he got wet monkey.
No Diddy, you know.
So you're gonna lift it up and then you're gonna turn it. Boom. And then the other one you're gonna pull that back and then turn it. Wow, easy.
Pause.
There you go.
That's not my job. You the trainer, you switch it next time.
It's good. Good shit, Lonnie.
Next time you do, I'm not doing it no more.
I know I got it.
He complaining more than the female clients.
I want to do it on my own time and do not rush me.
Come on. Client who's pushing this, and she pushed it all the way to the red on that side. And I said, why you do all that? She said, because you said to be great, and I'm trying to be great. I said, yo, that's crazy.
Good for you and her.
I wish Lonnie would be like that.
Fuck you and her.
Oh, brother, this guy stinks!
Hey, listen. Hey, listen. Listen, man. Listen, listen, if you got a trainer, bro, just show up to the trainer and put work in, bro. I'm not trying to hear all that shit, bro.
Nope.
Whether it's a man, straight woman, gay man, gay woman. I'm not trying to hear all that shit, bro.
Nope.
I'm not a babysitter. You paying me to reach a goal. More than likely, it's a physical goal. You want to change your body. You want to drop some body fat. You want to build some muscle. That's what we there for. This shit is not easy. Nobody said it's going to be a cakewalk. So we don't need all the fucking commentary, all right? This commentary right here, personally, I happen to be a straight man. I'm not putting up with that shit. You talking about oily legs and wet monkey? I don't care if you a straight woman, straight man, gay man. You got to get out of my session with that. And ask around. I will kick you out the session. You got to get out of here. You want your money back? Cool. Get the fuck out the session. But this is uncalled for. And I don't care about your race. White, black, whatever.
Look at my African-American over here.
You could be African-American. I still kick you out the session. All right? This is insane. We're not here for that. Pause, no Diddy.
No Diddy, you know.
And shut your bitch ass up.
Shut your bitch ass up, nigga.
Let's look at it one more time.
You. It's ready.
No, it's not, it needs to be
up. I just want to be able to grab it and start.
You should have put it up like that, dude.
I did. You knocked it over.
I did not even touch it.
If I can't do it with my foot, I'm not doing it.
Sweaty ass knee.
I told you what that was.
Oily ass legs.
It's a wet monkey.
I learned.
They both inappropriate. Both inappropriate. The trainer talking about oily ass legs If I tell a woman she has oily ass legs, there's going to be a problem. She's going to tell other people that this trainer's a creep. This ninja's a weirdo. And wet ass monkey? That's inappropriate. It don't matter who the fuck's saying it. Wet ass monkey is crazy. Wet ass monkey. Come on, what are we doing, y'all? And I'm not going to say what race these people are.
I'm not going to say what race, what people.
Y'all learn. So you're going to lift it up, and then you're going to turn it. Boom. And then the other one, you're going to pull that back, and then turn it. Wow, easy. There you go.
That's not my job. You the trainer. You switch it next time.
It's good. Hey, yo.
Next time you do it, I'm not doing it no more.
I know I got it. I want to have it on my own time.
You say you what?
I want to do it on my own time and do not rush it.
Come on. Client who's pushing this, and she pushed it all the way to the red on that side. And I said, why you do all that? She said, because you said to be great. And I'm trying to be great. I said, yo, that's crazy.
Good for you and her.
I wish Lonnie would be like that.
Fuck you and her.
Oh, brother, this guy stinks.
Totally inappropriate, man. It ain't no excuse for that. It's ridiculous. Let's get in these comments and hit the like button, and I'm already killing y'all. I mean, that's fucking crazy, bro. That it ain't no excuse for that. Where we at in these comments? I already read that. I arrived in time for Wicked Scorpion's third strike. Can we still do Happy Friday on a Sunday? No. Send him 2 to 3 years dead stint for you. I don't even know what that means, bro. He complains too much. Absolutely. Nope. Weird. Is this a skit? I don't think this is a skit. The Rainbow Warrior needs to just put in the work. No Diddy. Whoa. Whoa. Whoa.
No Diddy, you know?
What's his problem? The fuck I walk into. Mike Hawkins, what's up, big dog? This shot sounds like a bad Tubi movie. This clips need to be on Zeus Network. Regular Tubi movie. The trainer and clients. This is actually ridiculous. The client and trainer act white characters from a skit from a live color men on film. Bro, what? Deathstroke Fitness about to copyright strike you for showing footage of his session. Brother, you're out of here.
Strike three, you're out.
Brother, chill, bro. Y'all got to chill on Deathstroke Fitness, bro. Y'all know he watched the show, man. Y'all got to chill. Y'all know this ninja watched the show. Y'all got to chill, bro. Hey, Mona, we only see Big Backs and Pelham Bay and Van Corland Parks picnicking and barbecuing. That's some New York shit. I don't know where exactly where that's at. Is that Brooklyn? Is that some Harlem shit? Y'all let me know. Marty, you ever experience this crap? Legit question. I've had some gay clients. They've never acted like that. In my career, they've been very professional. I've never dealt with that shit. That's a little too much right there. I'm just being honest with y'all. Very unprofessional. He said, Moan Key. Yeah, you're out of here, bro.
No Diddy, you know?
He's been hanging around black women who are fours but swear they are nines. They're messy like that. Sounds pretty common in the black community.
You know, black people.
No!
You know, black people.
No!
You said it, not me. He sounded like he wants some milk and cookies. That's crazy.
No Diddy, you know?
Look at my African Americans.
Look at my African American over here.
Look at my African No Diddy Americans over here.
Look at my African American over here.
They act like characters from In Living Color. That's what you meant. That's what I thought you meant, but I didn't know what you was trying to say. I got you now. Zesty to the fullest, absolutely. You know, he'd be like him downstairs. What the? I don't know what y'all talking about. Joe Thomas talking about where Khabib in the UFC used to train. I don't, bro, I got to scroll back up. I don't know what y'all talking about. I knew what Shy was talking about when he mentioned men on film. Yeah, yeah. Those places that Mona referred to are, oh, that's the Bronx. Okay, got you, got you, got you. Okay. I think I actually heard of them places. Chris, both parks and the Boogie Down Bronx. Got you. All right. Shout out to New York. Anyway, we killing y'all on this episode. Anyway, man, let's keep it going. What we got next? Oh, Tesla. Your Tesla's going to tell you you're a big back. See, Marty, come on. You acting straight out of plastic again. It's from Kings of Comedy. Hey, listen, man. You gotta understand, bro. The amount of content daily, plus the classics I got to remember, it's a lot of shit to remember. So sometimes I need a refresher. That's all. That's it. I just need a refresher. That's it. Let's check out the Tesla telling you you're a big back. Let's check it out.
Tesla, take me somewhere I've never been before. Oh, shit. Where's it going?
He a big back. He a white big back.
Let's see where it takes us. Turning right. Let's see.
Well, that's good.
Wonder where it's going to take us. Like, it has to be just places we've never been.
Where y'all think he going to?
We're headed towards Mooresville.
Yeah. You think he going to the grocery store?
Where is it going? Pretty soon.
Where y'all think he going?
Narrows it down. There's so many places off this exit. Been to most of them, though.
Y'all think he going to fast food place?
About just about any eating restaurant around here.
Let's see where he going. Okay, okay, okay. We almost there. We almost there.
I guess you've never been there before.
Oh, shit. That shit took him to Planet Fitness.
Dom DeMarco, Marco, DeMarco.
Listen, I'm going to turn the volume off. Now listen. I probably say, this is my opinion. If I'm wrong, y'all let me know. I say 2019, 2020, that's when the big back culture started.
Big back activity.
That's when the big back support started.
Big back activity.
So think about from 2019 to 2025, you've been getting all this big back support.
Big back activity.
And now AI comes out, right? We got this AI phenomenon. AI is taking over. If you think AI don't know you're a big back, you're insane.
Dom DeMarco, Marco.
You think your Tesla don't know you get in the car heavy as fuck, you're insane. You think your Tesla don't know you got a FUPA, you're insane.
Did that become my FUPA B&B?
You think your Tesla don't know that you ordering cheeseburgers every time you go out lit?
The only thing you've been ordering is a whole bunch of damn cheeseburgers.
You're insane. You think your Tesla don't know you looking at the personal trainers talking about...
Look at the muscles of this guy.
You think your Tesla don't know you looking at the personal trainer talking about...
I always wanted to look like that. I just didn't want to do the work.
Listen, technology ain't going to lie to you. You can lie to yourself. You can have big back women lie to you.
Big back activity.
You can have big back men lie to you.
Big back activity.
You can have white women lie to you because they say they like the dad bod.
Big back activity.
You can have black women lie to you because they say they like the dad bod.
Big back activity.
But AI is not going to lie to you. AI is here to help. It's going to help you with your finances. It's going to help you with all types of stuff. And it's for sure going to help you with that big ass back. Picnic table back having ass. Jeep Cherokee back having ass. 18-wheeler truck back having ass. AI knows. So it's going to take you to the gym if you ask it to take it to a place you've never been. But whole time you lying to the trainer, telling the trainer you've been working out. You telling the trainer that the fucking workouts ain't work. You not slick. So stop lying to C. Marty Fit. Stop lying to AI. And let's get in these comments. And you know I'm going to tell the truth. And you know I got to go. And you know I'm killing you on this episode. And you know you need to hit the like button. Where we at in these comments, man? That's scary, yes. Stop the cap. Great guess, the gym.
Stop the cap.
Weekend Scorpion said Burger King. That was close.
It's Burger King.
Planet Fitness, close. Tesla taking him to the gym. Five Guys.
The only thing you've been ordering is a whole bunch of damn cheeseburgers.
McDonald's.
The only thing you've been ordering is a whole bunch of damn cheeseburgers.
Mooresville. Oh, that's in North Carolina. Where it say Mooresville at? I didn't see that. Anyway, Gold's Gym, close. Jazzy on it. CeCe said,
"Damn."
Heck no, LOL, that boy good. The car took him to the gym. Facts. Tesla doing the good Lord's work. Listen, Tesla, no, that big back ain't good for you. That Tesla took him to the gym that offers free pizza on Fridays. That's crazy. And that's crispy.
Ooh, that's crispy.
Head ass. RJ said,
"Damn."
That could be guys speaking to him. Absolutely. Are Teslas fully automated or is this a skit? I don't think it's a skit, bro. Like, AI can amaze you. Real talk. The salad bar. They are fully automated. Yep. Or at least certain models. Even in the 2000s, you can still make fun of fat people without social media repercussions. Granted, social media was barely a thing back then with Facebook and MySpace. That's a fact. The future's really here, and ninjas is still fat.
Let him cook.
I'm pretty much showing my age by saying MySpace. Some of y'all younger people probably don't even know what that is. I know what MySpace is, bro. I had a MySpace. C. Marty Fit was lit on MySpace back in the day. C. Marty Fit was lit on MySpace back in the day. Uncle C. Marty was lit on MySpace. You know, you had the song. You had the song when you get on there.
Nope.
You had the background when you get on there.
Nope.
Anyway, hey, listen, I'm killing y'all today, man. It's a Sunday. I'm 33. I got 2 years over you. You turning 34 this year? You know, I just turned 32, so that's 1 year, my ninja. That's 1 year, ninja.
Ninjas.
That's 1 year, ninja.
Ninjas.
Let's get it, man. What we got? Oh, dad bods. Dad bods. We're ending dad bods in 2025. And let me show you why I'm ending dad bods in 2025. Let's check it out.
Oh, brother, this guy stinks.
Listen, dads, and I know I'm not a dad yet. I know I'm not a dad yet. But when I am a dad, you ain't gonna catch me doing that bullshit. Y'all dads better tighten the fuck up. And I'm gonna say this. I know I'm gonna get some hate on this. I don't hate anybody. But y'all weak ass dads are the reason why we in the
no diddy, you know,
epidemic. Just saying. Y'all dads got to tighten up. Just because you got the marriage, just because you got the six-figure job, just because you got whatever the fuck you got, don't mean you need to neglect your fitness. Y'all dads got to tighten up, man. Y'all dads affect the next generation. Dad bod on dad bod on dad bod affects the next men. And ask women today. Ask women, do you think men are getting softer? What you think the women going to say? Call me a simp. Call me whatever. I'm just saying. This shit affects more than just the fitness of the next men. This shit affects the mindsets of men, the mannerisms of men. Fellas, y'all got to get it together. You can't pick up your kid, and then you mad when your kid come to me and your kid think I'm a superhero.
Dom DeMarco, Marco.
You mad when your kid want to hang out with C. Marty Fit and Tune and Elijah Wan.
Dom DeMarco, Marco.
And why your kid look at you with no respect. Yeah, that's my dad with the fucking belly.
Nope.
That's my dad with the big stomach.
Nope.
That's my dad over there drinking beer.
Nope.
My dad keeps telling me to work hard, but I don't work hard.
Nope.
Fellas, y'all got to tighten up, man. And yes, we do have an obesity problem with the women in America.
What?
But it start with us. We can't sit here and get mad at the women for getting fat as fuck and we fat as fuck. I'm going to stand on that one. Fellas, we got to get it together. The average American male, Homer Simpson built. Lowest testosterone levels ever. And then you mad when your girl want to go get a personal trainer.
Nope.
That's fitter than you.
Nope.
I don't like the personal trainers. My girl will never get a personal trainer.
Nope.
Well, maybe you need to train your girl. Maybe you get in shape and train your girl.
Nope.
And she ain't got to come to see Marty Fit. Then she's showing up to the sessions. Hey, C. Marty, do I look fat today?
What?
And I'm just trying to get paid. I ain't trying to listen to that shit. We here to keep it real. We here to tell the truth. We here to tell the truth. I don't condone nobody stepping out on their marriage. I'm just telling you what happens. Let me know if I'm lying. And you know I'm going to tell the truth, and you know I got to go.
Dom DeMarco, Marco.
Anyway, let's get in these comments. Hey, MySpace was Yeah by Usher. Definitely had that song on there. He can barely get up. That's a shame. What up, Zoomer? Tragic. His leg went out.
My leg went out.
Whole time his leg went out, and the mom or the auntie saved him. We'll watch it again in a second. He built like the dude in Boys in the Hood who told those YNs to give Ricky his football back. He almost got his son hurt. I don't condone that. If you're fat, you need to lose weight or just don't try to pick up your kids like that. The facts. So glad my dad works out at 47. Shout out to
Dom DeMarco, Marco.
And my dad work out at 62. And my mom work out at 58. My goodness, he could have fell on that baby. Unc got to get rid of that spare tire. Shout out to Unks. He had just enough upper body strength to not send his crashing into the concrete floor. Facts. Ironically, I was just playing that song in my car. Marriage and kids is not an excuse to let yourself go. Your wife and kids depend on you. If you're married, man, you better stay in shape so your wife and kids don't call another man daddy. But at the same time, women say soft. They claim at the same time women say men soft, they claim men abusive. Make it make sense. Whole nother topic for another day. Shout out Shanna Sharp.
She don't want no puppy. She want a big dog.
Shout out Unc. I do think some women like the idea of soft men until they see stuff like this, and it's a turnoff because it's unmanly. Dudes are supposed to be built like protectors, especially when they have a family. Absolutely. Yeah, that's crazy work, and I'm killing y'all on this episode.
Dom DeMarco, Marco.
In the comments, let me know if y'all would get a fat trainer.
Nope.
Let's check out fat trainers. And make sure y'all hit the like button, too. Let's check out fat trainers. Oh, I took the sound off. Okay, I got to read it. Hold on. If you're a personal trainer, why don't you just lose weight? Let's see what he says. He takes his shirt off, and all you see is...
Belly, belly.
All right. Because losing weight isn't my goal.
Belly, belly.
Okay, well, if losing weight is not your goal, you better have a damn good goal. Let's check it out. My body can function just as well now as when I had abs. Stop the cap.
Stop the cap.
He's capping. Let's check it out. Anything else? Oh, shit. My bad. I didn't mean to do that. Hold up. Here we go. The end goal doesn't have to be weight loss, and that's okay.
Oh, brother. This guy stinks.
Listen, man. Y'all trainers. Y'all trainers have to tighten up. We've let body positivity take over. We've let take me as I am culture take over. Basically, so when you get in a relationship, you don't have to be fit. You don't have to get fit. You don't have to improve. We've let all this shit take over. To the point. Now, personal trainers are having low standards for themselves. Personal trainers don't think that they need to be in shape.
Nope.
And you know what I say to that.
Shut your bitch ass up, nigga.
How are you instructing your clients to get better and improve their lifestyle? You don't do it for yourself.
Shut your bitch ass up, nigga.
That's got to be the softest shit, most hypocrite shit ever.
How dare you?
It's getting crazy out here, man. We got dudes with 500K followers responding to my videos talking about these fat ass trainers, talking about it's okay.
Shut your bitch ass up, nigga.
Talking about education. All these people out here can sit down, take a test, recycle some information that they read, and choose a fucking multiple choice for a personal. It's not that hard to get your personal trainer certification. I have multiple. It's not that fucking hard. At the end of the day, I always tell y'all this, bro. A personal trainer.
Shut your bitch ass up, nigga.
A personal trainer is a leader. You have to lead by example if you want to expand your business and have motherfuckers follow you and have your business grow. This right here ain't doing shit for you.
Shut your bitch ass up, nigga. Shut up, bitch.
I'm not rocking with this shit, bro, and I never will. The bar low as fuck for trainers, and we need to tighten up, and we need to raise that shit, and I'm going to keep speaking on it, bro. You're not about to sit here and tell me this could be a trainer. Hold up. Look at this part right here where he's taking his shirt off. Not that I'm perfect. Not that I have a six-pack all year. But I ain't never going to look like this at any point of the year. You ain't never going to catch me with my fucking
belly
looking like that. And call myself a professional. That's pitiful. We got to tighten this shit up, man. Trainers, y'all got to have higher standards for yourselves. And y'all could get mad at me, but you know I'm going to tell the truth, and you know I got to go, and you know I'm killing y'all on this episode. I'm not rocking with that shit. Unk got to get rid of that spare tire. He had just enough upper body strength to not. I read that already. My fault. I read that. Sucking that game said, fuck no.
Fuck no, baby.
So exactly. So what exactly is he doing? It's unclear. No idea.
Nope.
Diddy Energy. He might be Diddy.
No Diddy, you know.
He is Diddy. He trying to compete with BBW white women for the attention of black men.
Strike three, you're out. You go.
They're wrong for that, bro. Kanye cousin type energy. Come on, man. Really, bro? Y'all ninjas. Come on, bruh. Come on, bro. Come on, stop the cap. Come on, man.
Stop the cap.
The end goal is always weight loss, fat loss. Exactly. The Bosu ball is fighting for his life right now. Trash. That trainer is lowering the bar with that big back mediocrity. Yep. That's terrible due to hypocrite. I bet he tell DL ninjas he got knees like Megan. I'm about to get arrested probably twice in a row, so y'all be good. I'm glad you know. I don't know what to do. You guys don't want to keep it a fitness podcast. I'm not sure what to do. That was Diddy's personal trainer. He worked him out real well. No homo. Yeah, you guys are.
No Diddy, you know.
You're going to get me canceled by a certain community, and I'm not going to say what race.
I'm not going to say what race, what people.
Being a fit trainer is like being a homeless person giving financial advice. I'm telling you. He don't show full workout, just moments. Being a fat trainer is like being an airplane pilot that is scared of heights. And why he take his shirt off like a bad bitch? Dude was face down, booty tooted up. Yo, come on, y'all.
Strike three, you're out.
Y'all wild with these comments. Two arrests in a row is crazy. What up, Coach Pope Fitness? Can we go for three? Jennifer, you better cut it out. Two is enough. Hey, this cell getting crowded. If you're going to take your shirt off, at least look the part of the role you're playing. Yep. I knew Seth was getting arrested. Facts. Diddy Snow Bunny Chaser energy. These comments are crazy. All right. Yeah, I'm not that. Come on.
Strike three, you're out.
Anyway, man, we got more stuff. Let's check out. We got people getting mad at weight loss transformations, and it's getting crazy out here. Let's check it out. Oh, I took the sound off. Okay, so you see them 3 years ago. Check this out. Let's see what they look like now. So they got the 3 years ago, and now they looking bomb as hell. Shout out to them. They look so, whoa, they wilding at the end right there. Big twerk action. But anyway, people will get mad at you for making a transformation and make your body looking 10 times better. People will get mad at you for building some muscle, dropping some body fat, not looking like a big joint, and not looking like a dad bod. But they so angry, they want you to go back to that. They gonna tell you, oh yeah, you look better like this, you look better like that. But your doctor telling you your blood pressure high. Your doctor telling you the cholesterol high. You 40% body fat. And people want you to go back to that, telling you that you gonna look better looking like that. This shit makes zero sense. Especially people in my black community.
Look at my African American over here.
Y'all got to stop listening to that shit. Let me play it while I talk. Y'all got to stop listening to that bullshit. We already have an issue in the community. An obesity epidemic. We got family members that passed away from shit. We go to the family reunion, motherfuckers can't even walk. Motherfuckers barely could get up out the chair. But motherfuckers barely sit down and take a shit. Where you think you headed if you stay big back as hell?
Big back activity.
Back bigger than Outback Steakhouse.
Big back activity.
Back in the box.
Big back activity.
Shake back.
Big back activity.
McDonald's.
Big back activity.
Back filet.
Big back activity.
Burger back.
Big back activity.
Not checkers, it's backers.
Big back activity.
It's not Carolina Kitchen, back in line the kitchen.
Big back activity.
Where do you think you headed? We got to do better, folks. That's all I'm going to say. And you know I'm going to tell the truth, and you know I got to go.
Dom DeMarco, Marco.
They did really good. Proud of them both. They did do a good job. Love to see it. Hey, that's what's up. Good for them. Damn, she does look delicious now. You're out of here, bro.
Strike three, you're out.
I honestly thought there wasn't going to be any change, but I'm glad there is. Couples goals. The only clients that like coaches like this are the ones who don't want to be challenged to change anything.
Dom DeMarco, Marco.
I noticed that on social media, Big Back's looking at before and after pictures, saying that they liked them before much better, even though the person was 50 pounds heavier. You hate to see it. You hate to see it. If I go tell him you got a good woman right there, I'd be wrong. You can't do that, bro.
Strike three, you're out.
Hey, Seth, is everything okay, bro? You good? You sure? All right. Big Back Mountain. Rare to even see fit black people not in the NFL, NBA, or track and field, let alone seeing two of them in a relationship.
Dom DeMarco, Marco.
She's dressed like the Destiny's Child Say My Name video. That's crazy. Headed to the hospital or cemetery. Facts. Risking it all to slide in her DM. And he is. All right, man. Listen, I'm killing y'all today, man. Let's keep it going, bro. Hit the like button. Hey. Y'all tell me, do women like dad bods? Yes or no, do women like dad bods? If you don't know the answer, tune into this video right here.
And always be thick niggas that be like, oh, I need a girl that's thick as fuck. Nigga, you are the girl that's thick as fuck. Because you fuck. Nigga, you are the girl that's thick as fuck.
If a girl is calling you thick as fuck, you're cooked.
Because you are double fucking cheeked up. Some of y'all niggas are cheeked.
A woman calling you cheeked up is crazy.
The fuck up. It is what it is. And it's crazy because I know that we all collectively have met a man that was thicker than us. Naturally.
Oh, God.
Naturally. Like, his mama gave him all of the fucking yams. And so, I can't be with you if you have more ass than I do. I can't have a everyday reminder that my man is cheeked up. And what if I spoon you? All that fucking cake is going to bounce back on me. No.
Hey, yo.
Absolutely not.
No diddy, you know?
No. No, sir. Ma'am, sir. I don't fucking know. I'm not going to have a man who is more cheeked up than I am. I can't do it. I can't be with a man who is more cheeked up, and I can't be with a man who has more hair. I can't do it.
Oh, brother, this guy stinks.
I got to ask some questions. I got to ask some serious questions. Guys, we got to evaluate. So, my friends, this is just all honesty. My friends are fit. My friends go to the gym regularly. They work out. Even if they're not as fit as I am, they're working towards it. I got friends that's fitter than me. I got friends that's not fitter than me. All of us in the gym. Let's get that straight. Are there really guys built this bad that women are calling them double-cheeked up? This is not a reality for me. This is not real for me. So I'm asking, this is a genuine question. Is this like a thing? Like you meet a dude, you go on a date, this ninja double-cheeked up. He got more cheeks than me.
Nope.
Pause. No diddy.
No diddy, you know?
First of all, pause.
First of all, pause.
Yo, that's past pause, man.
Is this a thing? Because if it is, fellas, y'all got to get y'all shit together. We are in an era where it's like acceptable for a man to be built like his auntie. We in an era where it's acceptable for men to be built like their mama.
Dom DeMarco, Marco.
This is getting ridiculous, man. Fellas, tighten up. Because this is how women talk about y'all. They come to the trainer and talk about y'all. They come to me and Tune and Elijah Wan and talk about y'all. And you think you cool because you're making a little bag. I'm happy you're making your bag. Continue to make your bag. Expand your bag. But you got to get it together, fellas. That's all I'm going to say, man. Fellas, cheeked up refers to women. Cheeked up don't refer to grown ass men. I mean, maybe some of y'all just think it's a compliment.
No diddy, you know?
But if a woman calls me cheeked up, she's getting blocked.
No diddy, you know?
I don't have time for that. Niggas don't wake up every day tomorrow, man. I hope a woman calls me cheeked up today.
No diddy, you know?
And if so, you need to go over there with Diddy.
No diddy, you know?
You need to pause that.
First of all, pause.
Yo, that's past pause, man.
You was fat and gay your whole life.
Baby, I've been fat and gay all my life. My car shake when I get in.
And I'm killing y'all on this episode.
Marco.
Hey, y'all funny as shit. Whoa, where the fuck are we at in these comments? Y'all are going ham in these comments. What the fuck, bro? Oh, man. I noticed on social media, Big Back's looking at before and after pictures saying that they liked them. Oh, I think I read that already. I read that too. I read that too. Where the fuck am I in these comments? That's a damn shame. It's the norm to see an obese black woman with an attitude problem and dusty out of shape black dude with an attitude problem. That's crazy. That's crazy. Goddamn, she cold as fuck for that. She ain't lying though. What the hell? The thick man on the reverse side. Imagine calling a grown man petite. Yep. I need a fit man. That's it. Facts. Cheeked up is crazy, Holly. You are the girl. Thick as fuck. Yep. She talking about dudes that got hips like bubble bass. I've seen them in stores. It's crazy. I'd have to change my username and profile to respond like I want to. Y'all not finna have me on a watch list. You know what? That's why I watch what I say, bro. I was about to say she'll probably be with a man with more real hair than she has, but she ducked the smoke at the end. Yo, what's good with Seth, bro? Seth is out of here.
Strike three, you're up.
See it every day at my job, bro. We got to do better, man. Even if you're not close to reaching your goal, at least you be trying. Exactly. But she got a dad bod, but broke women don't like broke men, so I get it.
Strike three, you're out.
Spider-Mo, you got to chill, bro. One of them go to my gym and his crack stay wet and sweaty.
Strike three, you're out.
Yeah, I don't know what, you know what? I don't know if it's Mona. New Yorkers, shout out to NYC. I love y'all. What y'all not about to do is come on my show talking about sweaty male men cracks. That's not what we do here.
No diddy, you know?
This is a fitness show. This is a fitness channel. We're not here to talk about sweaty grown-ass man cracks. Pause.
No diddy, you know?
You done lost your mind, Mona. Take that shit back to the Bronx. This is not the Bronx. We in PG County. We in PG County, Maryland. We in the DMV. We don't do that. Black women get threatened by two things. Naturally, long hair and people with more cake than them. Yeah, Seth, you're trying to get me canceled, bro.
Strike three, you're out.
You're trying to get me canceled. They want to be built like Barney Rubble from the Flintstones. Is that what they want? I wanted honest women to say that y'all look at ass almost as much as men do. No diddy.
No diddy, you know?
Why are you even worried about if women looking at ass? I don't... You know what? Pause.
First of all, pause.
Yo, that's passive.
We're cooked today. You know New Yorkers got no filter. Facts. FBI about to be looking for Seth.
No diddy, you know?
Hey, y'all, make sure y'all hit the like button, man. We got one more video, and we going to get up out of here, bro. Guys, we know how important it is to lift heavy, not only for muscle endurance, not only for muscle growth, not only for strength, not only for ego and what it's going to do for your confidence, but when you're lifting heavy, you got to be careful before you get hurt and end up like this ninja right here. Let's check it out. Oh, man. Oh, God. Oh, brother. Oh, my God. Oh, God. Guys.
Oh, brother. This guy stinks.
Listen, guys. Listen, guys. As a ninja who has lifted a lot of weight in his lifetime, when you're doing a back squat, I'm going to tell you this. You better off. He has the safety rails right there on the side. You're better off sitting down and falling backwards than doing that. Okay? You doing all that stepping shit, he could have easily torn ACL. He could have dislocated his knee. He could have torn MCL. Guys, it's okay. If you have the safety things there, just take the L. I promise you. When people leave the gym, they're not going to go home to their wife or husband and say, hey, I saw this guy. He failed a 315 squat. Most men can't lift 315. So there's no reason to be doing all that stepping shit, bro. And he's lucky his man came there and helped him. Because let's say he had that 315 on him and he stepped on an uneven surface. Or he stepped down off of that platform. That would have been ugly as shit. His knee would have been cooked. His knee would have been cooked.
Let him cook.
Guys, we're not going to the gym to get hurt. We go in there to get better. You can't continue to get better if you do some dumb shit and get hurt because of your ego. And what's crazy is this, guys. Let's say he did the squat and fell down backwards and failed. Chances are, high chances, nobody's going to laugh at him. People will encourage him. But if you step to the side and dislocate your knee while you have 315 on your back, you're probably going to get laughed at. I mean, guys, come on, man. Let's be smart. And I don't know if it's... I don't know if y'all trying to impress men or women, but I promise you, women are not going to not fuck with you because you failed to wait. But they're not going to fuck with you if you go in there and look like a fucking clown. It's not a hard concept to understand, guys. I'm just being honest with y'all. So, got to be careful. People get hurt like this, real talk. I know we make jokes and shit here, but people get hurt seriously. I know people that got hurt like this. So be careful with this, man. Like I said, he got lucky dude was able to save him. But we not there to get hurt. If you get hurt, you can't work out. If you get hurt, you can't improve. If you get hurt, it's going to set you back. It ain't worth it. So be safe when you get in there. And you know I'm going to tell the truth, and you know I got to go. I'm just saying. Ain't my bad for wilding. Me and my shorty ain't seeing eye to eye, so y'all got to get this work. I'm light-skinned. What y'all want from me? You going to blame it on your shorty and blame it on light skin? That's crazy, bro. That's insane. That's wild excuses, bro. Wild excuses. Never expected that from you. Big backs expand their backs so they can carry all of their excess fat in it. I bet his adductors are feeling that. Yep. Training how to safely bail on a lift is so important. That's why I use hack squat, not able to do barbell or free weights just yet for the squats. And that's ain't nothing wrong with that, bro. He need to use less weight. Yeah, he need to do 225. I forget about dudes at the gym. The last thing I'm worried about is someone failing a lift at the gym. Exactly. Ego. Little Kentavious must have gotten mesmerized by the colors and forgot weights are heavy. I guess so. Bro had a death wish, ego lifting. He needed a spot in the first place. Two women passed away because of this in the last year. Crazy. Seth been arrested twice and put in solitary confinement with his comments. Yep. He look a buck 20 soaking wet. He looked like me when I tried to PR 365 on squats. He seen his gym crush, but he a 135er. Listen, man. Hey, y'all. I'm killing y'all today, man. And that's another hell of an episode. Another hell of an episode on the Less Bunches More Crunches podcast, man. Listen. Go ahead, hit the like button, man. Follow my social media. C Marty Fit on Instagram. C Marty Fit on TikTok. C Marty Fit on X. C Marty Fit on YouTube. Share the page. Like the page. And let's keep this thing going, man. Appreciate y'all. And listen, man. You know the motto. If you don't want to unbig your back, don't watch the podcast. If you don't want to get rid of that belly, don't watch the podcast. If you don't want to get better, self-improve mentally, physically, spiritually, don't watch the podcast. If you don't want to watch your weight and need a spotter, don't watch the podcast. If you want to be a dad bod and drop your kid, don't watch the podcast. If you think big back is a flex, don't watch the podcast. If you want to be a no diddy client and talk about your wet monkey to your male trainer, don't watch the podcast. If you want to be a fat trainer, don't watch the podcast. Looks like he tried for 375. Either this will make him respect the grind or he's an ego lifter, speed running to the ER. Yep. If you're a dad with a real dad bod endangering your children and the airport because you can't lift them, don't watch the podcast. Marty, you were squatting like that on his workout video, don't watch your podcast. You're out of here. If you don't want to get choked in public, don't watch the podcast. Y'all are wilding. If you're a 135er, don't watch the podcast. Listen, man, I catch y'all Wednesday, man. Wednesday will be 9:30 p.m. Eastern. And like I said, appreciate y'all, man. Love y'all. And I will catch y'all on Wednesday. Hit the like button, share it with a friend. Hopefully I have some of my guys on here Wednesday. But until then, stay tuned. And you know I'm going to tell the truth. And you know I got to go. Catch y'all on Wednesday. We out of here. If you don't want to unbig your back, don't watch the podcast. If you don't want to get rid of that belly, don't watch the podcast. If you ain't trying to get better, self-improve, don't watch the podcast. Best Fitness Podcast out. We out of here. Down the Marco.